All right, so I want to get back to the people, and we're going to do some fun predictions around the league. And but look, I Kenny said something, and then I said something, and it turned into a real kerfuffle. It's just simple. If we're doing these bold predictions to kick off the NFL season, then you got to start with the biggest one. The Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl. I can defend that opinion seven different ways. I don't think I need to. But my point is, do I represent you, the fans, and how you're feeling, or does Kenny? Because Kenny's far more measured, all smarm and insults aside. Kenny's measured. Kenny wants to wait 7-8 weeks into the season, believes they could do it, might do it, can do it, but won't say that they will do it. And those are two totally separate things. So you're Team Mike or Team Kenny. I just want to bring up one thing that I was just told about by Thomas John Lang. And I thought it was TJ being, you know, day drunk, which is his general existence right now. And instead it's not. Did you hear what USC did?
No.
Evan, I really thought this was TJ 17 beers deep. They have retired Caleb Williams' number at USC.
What?
Already?
Did you see who announced it? John Legend announced it.
Because when I think USC football, I think John Legend. How do you retire the number of a player who didn't win the conference, didn't win a national title, and has a career record factually of 18-8 at USC, and his number's being retired?
He's got the trophy, Mike. And unless it's they retire every Heisman trophy.
Because he doesn't have the national title trophy.
No, David, but I don't know if the school retires. If you win the Heisman, your number gets retired. I don't know if that's the status quo at USC. Because that's the only thing that I can buy. Other than that, no, doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Because I don't even think of him when I think of great USC teams. You think of him when you think of, you know, USC collapses. Yeah. Him
or
crying in the stands.
Has
yes.
an opponent ever written F Utah on their fingernails? Things of that nature.
They have six retired numbers all time.
All right, who we got?
Carson Palmer.
MVP of the league. He was a national champion, right?
Matt Leinart.
Hate him, but awesome.
Yeah.
Charles White.
Yeah. And he absolutely scored against Michigan.
Mike Garrett.
That's way before my time.
The Juice.
Scumbag.
Marcus Allen.
Phenomenal.
And then Reggie Bush, but it's not officially
retired.
Official.
Yeah. It's official.
And then there's certain numbers that are like legacy numbers, 55, 35, 1, 42, and 43.
That's like 7 and 18 at LSU.
Yes. Yeah. So they're legacy numbers there. But only six, but Caleb, he's going up in those rafters.
MSU's got legacy numbers too.
What?
No,
zero.
I wasn't listening to Mike. I'm just trying to think, like, why are you're USC. You don't really need to capitalize.
But they're not USC anymore. Well, I think that's the problem.
I mean, are they just trying to capitalize on Caleb's success?
Here's what it is.
And I guess this is what I'm seeing here. It's telling you the year that these numbers were retired, and it was immediate for all of these guys. 79 for White. He played until 79. 65 for Garrett. He played until 65. OJ, same. Marcus Allen, same. Reggie Bush, same.
All of
it's the same.
All right. So, okay, because that's – I'm about to say, is MSU going to retire 9 because, you know, K-9? Like, it just doesn't make sense. But if that's how they do it, you know what? That's USC.
Can we retire?
Fight on.
Can we retire number 2?
What's number 2?
Aiden Childs after that first game.
What about number 5?
Retire that, too.
The five fingers.
We just retired a program. Let's go to the people.
Then what would you have to be miserable on Saturday?
The Giants. I'd be fine.
On Saturday.
Whatever I bet on. Ed is up next, 97.1. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey. Good, Ed.
Mike, I'm glad you're finally in the boat, buddy. I called at the beginning of last year and told you they'd be 12-5. I said they'd win the first game, and Rico and Cookie killed me. Look, the guys in Detroit are serious. They've told you exactly what they're going to do, and they've gone about their business doing it. What we're watching is a paradigm shift on how to build a football team in a short period of time. These guys, according to everybody else, has done everything wrong from their draft to everything else. Look, and if this draft works out like the last one, they're gonna officially be the smartest guys in the room. Okay? Now, for the big deal, 14-3 this year, Jameson Williams, 1,500 yards and at least 12 touchdowns. And that's your difference between winning the Super Bowl and not going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, I'll say this. If the draft turns out to be like it was, then the Lions have a pair of lockdown corners for a long, long time. And, yeah, that the defense, the back end of the defense got a ton better. That I'll give you. The J-Mo thing, I there's only so many pieces of the pie. And
he'd be the number two receiver in football behind Tyreek Hill. 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns puts you as wide out two. I mean, I'm sorry. There's not a target share available for him to do that. He doesn't need to do that. But
right.
I'll put it to you this way. Besides the fact, David, you missed an opportunity to play one of my favorite drops on the show during Ed's call. It's okay. You're not on your game.
Both of you yelling at me. Kenny's been yelling at me, too.
Yep, you should. You missed an unbelievable opportunity. That was the legend in the flesh. What J-Mo's Thanksgiving. What it would mean is Amon-Ra got hurt if J-Mo put those numbers up. You don't want J-Mo putting those numbers up. Thanksgiving. I love that. I love that drop. And David missed it. Unbelievable.
I wanted to give the guy his time and let him just give his opinion without playing it. I'm sorry.
Thanksgiving. I don't know which one I like better between that and Mr. Dangerous.
Speaking of which, David, did you hear the update?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's going to start on Sunday. I'm not going to get my hopes up until I hear at 1 o'clock he's not starting.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
All right. It's like Bill Cosby.
I was yelling at him, play the drop.
Oh, such a good opportunity. All right, let's go to Kevin, 97.1. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's up, guys? Your favorite scumbag here.
Scumbag, hey. Kevin. What's going on, buddy?
Yo. Hey, man. Thanks for the love. You know, Nico is special, by the way. I think we win
Kev,
on Saturday. Hey,
Kev, I do too, but why has that? Hold on. I'll give you all the time you need. Kev, you got to answer me something as the captain of the Volunteer Navy. Dude, how the hell did that point spread go from 7.5 to 10 while we're on the air? Who died at NC State?
I don't know, but I like it. I guess, you know, we did play Chattanooga on Saturday, so he only played half. It's Chattanooga, right? NC State's going to be better, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm a firm believer.
I love your Vols this weekend.
I'm a firm believer in expectations, right? So, they made it to the NFC Championship game last year. If I'm not mistaken, the next step in expectations is a Super Bowl, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you got to go all in. I'm all in. I think this team is dangerous. Sorry, Rico, but I think we play Green Bay for the third time in the NFC Championship game. And, you know, I think it's going to be
play them three times.
I don't either, Mike. I really don't because they're dangerous. But I think it's going to be us in Kansas City. And until proven otherwise, I think they've grown this offseason. They've filled some significant needs, in my opinion. I think they're just going to put up a lot more points than they did last year. I think they're just going to be super dangerous. And you have to go up. You're not going back. If you go back, it's a bust.
No, but see, here's the thing about the NFL. It's not a linear thing where you just keep going until you win the Super Bowl because you can be a great team and then the bottom falls out the very next year. I'm looking at you, Philadelphia.
Thanksgiving.
So it's just to say because they made it there, well, they have to go back. That's
right.
You know what? I can't.
I agree with you, Rico. I do. But it's optimistic, right? That's what you want.
No, it is. It is.
You know what I mean? Obviously, things happen. People get hurt. You start losing games, and then the wheels fall off. It happens. But you got to come into the season optimistic, saying, "Hey, man, we got to go to the Super Bowl."
Nope, I got you. Or your head of security gets tossed out of a game. So yes, and then your season collapses.
That's one of my. Honestly, it's probably from the
Thanksgiving.
What is happening? So stupid. 248-539-9797. We are going to get to the people. I want to go around the room. Because as much fun as we're having with the Lions thing and pummeling Kenny for being scared.
Favorite holiday?
No.
Thanksgiving.
Exactly. What I do want to do is, each of you, Evan included, I want one prediction that you know only has like a 10% shot of happening. But it's bold. It is outlandish. It is something people will be able to slander us for. And I just think each of us, you know, you've been sitting on a take like that. And as we're about to start the NFL season, I just want to see the depths each of you is willing to go. Now, I've got mine pre-prepared. I'm ready to go. You won't have to wait till Thanksgiving for it. Get to the people. We'll get those bold predictions. We'll get a blitz in the mix. And I also do have a question. I was slandered on the morning show by James Anthony Costa. I'd like to have a different version of People's Court on this show, because I need to lean on you guys to tell me whether I was a bad guy or whether I just pulled an Obi-Wan mind trick on that little cat-loving bitch.
Jedi mind trick? Yes, you did.
All right, so we're going to continue to do a ton of Lions and to see whether Kenny has a right to speak for this city with such a soft-serve opinion about his football team. But I wanted to take one segment and have a little fun. Everybody out there has a bold NFL take, a hill they're willing to die on, but they're afraid to say it. You're afraid to offer it into the universe because you know you'll get absolutely choke-slammed in the group chat. You'll get mocked at the office. And you know you're probably going to be wrong, but you believe it in your heart. So one segment, I'm going to go around the room. I'm sure David will have some happy horse bleep non-copyrighted music for us. And I want you to just clear the emotional decks. I want you to give your boldest NFL take. Oh, excuse me. Rico is massaging his stylus again. We know what that means. Here come the receipts.
No.
David, music, please. Oh, yes. Drama. Let's start out with a man who's a fellow cat lover to Jim Costa. Kenny Cott.
This is bordering on slander at this point.
In the deep, dark recesses of your mind.
Kenny, do you not own a cat?
I don't own a cat. I live with someone who owns a cat.
And you're soft enough to allow it. So we arrive at the same thing.
All right, so one of my bold opinions.
The boldest.
There will not be one. There will not be two, but there will be three NFC North teams in the playoffs this year.
Okay. Buying the Bears hype, Lions and Pack deliver on it. I will caution you, though, that would suppress the win total of each of the teams involved, meaning everyone who calls up with, 14-3 or 17-0. Kenny, are you okay if the Lions win this division by only winning 11 games?
I said this to Rico yesterday. I'll say it to you all today. I don't really care about the win total. I don't even care that much about the division. Get to the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal here. So, no, I don't mind if you bring the win total down.
All right. Bold take number one for your pleasure. Let's go to David Hull. Mr. Hatchet Man, so bold. The boldest take. The one you'll get in trouble for at church on Sunday because it's so heinous regarding NFL football, not scripture.
So here's the deal here. I do not believe the Dallas Cowboys are going to have a good year, but that does not mean the players can't individually have a great year. Dak Prescott is going and trying to get a contract. CeeDee Lamb already got his contract, but he wants Dak to get his too. My bold prediction is that CeeDee Lamb breaks Calvin Johnson's record in trying to get his quarterback the contract. Now, remember, when Calvin broke the receiving record, they did not have a good year that year, and they decided to just go for it, meaning the record. And I think that happens in Dallas.
Wow. And factually, Dallas is in primetime on Thanksgiving. All right. Damn it, caller Ed, you've upended our day.
He's going to leave me hanging.
Thanksgiving. All right, so you've got Kenny, three teams out of the North. The Bears crash the party. David Hull saying Calvin's record will fall to CeeDee Lamb. Mr. Rico Beard.
All right, guys, I am going to harken back to something that I said, I believe, last week or maybe it was earlier this week. I will double down on this. I know everybody is looking at Caleb Williams as the end-all, be-all. They're already handing him the Rookie of the Year award. But it will not, it will be a quarterback. It will not be Caleb. It will be Bo Nix. Bo Nix will become the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton will set him up for success. Look, I know preseason games don't mean much, but I saw him in those games, and he played pretty much most of the game. He looked comfortable. This is a man with a family. He's got to feed them. He can't go out there and just do ridiculous things. He's got to make sure that he becomes that guy. They're going to hand him the keys to that team. He will win the Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
Now, one, there is a publication who agrees. Not with the Offensive Rookie of the Year. They did say he would finish as a top 15 quarterback, according to Pro Football Focus,
yeah.
If you care. Evan Jenkins, I'm not sure this is smart considering the amount of milligrams that were in your system last night while playing slots.
Those are worn off. I did wake up at 3 in the morning thinking that I messed up the podcast, and it, it didn't happen. So I might have to dress as Bro-hio with this opinion to walk around the streets of Detroit. But I think they spent the whole summer getting high on their own supply, and I think that they're going to be a mediocre football team this year.
Who?
The Detroit Lions. I think I have never heard – I've worked in this business for 20 years now. I've never heard a GM say our expectations to be in the Super Bowl. And if the GM's thinking that highly of themselves without ever playing a game, without having any snaps in the preseason, without seeing your offensive line together with new right tackle and everything that involves that, without having your backs get hit or Jared Goff get hit. Go back to last year with the Kansas City game. They scored 14 offensive points, or it might have been 13, because one of those was a pick six from Branch. So I just think they're going to start the season off slow. Like I said, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked walking around the streets of Detroit.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard that, and that just threw me for such a loop out of all the years that, like, the Patriots were dominating. I don't even think Andy Reid would come out and say, we expect to be in the Super Bowl this year.
All right. There's not music bold enough for that. I'm interested to see if people will come out of the woodwork to agree with you. Mine is probably from what I want to happen versus what will, but I can't unsee what took place in Philadelphia last year. And I feel like Sirianni's a total fraud. I feel like his brains left town when they lost Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen. And blaming last year on Dom D'Alessandro not being on the sideline, there's reports that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni don't speak. Nick Sirianni gets fired midseason. The Eagles turn into a total clown car. Now, I know there's a hatred deep inside me.
No, but
Tiger don't play. No, I'm telling you, I just that's my bold take, that the Eagles are toast, that was a 1 year aberration for Jalen Hurts, that Nick Sirianni's actually not a smart guy. He's just got a very punchable face. What's the most egregious of those bold takes? You had Kenny buying the hype with the Bears, saying the North will have three teams. You had David saying CeeDee Lamb breaks Calvin Johnson's record. You had Evan say the Lions will underachieve, disappoint everybody. You had me give you Philadelphia complete implosion. And one last time, yours. Just because my mind is spinning right now from this music.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, top, yes. Yeah. Rookie of the Year, yes. Yeah. I would like to know which of those is the most egregious. Dave, you got some ticket texts coming in on this deal?
Yeah, I do. Some bold predictions here. Bold prediction, the Lions will have 3 1,000-yard receivers and a tight end and 2 1,500 all-purpose yard running backs.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Well, so they're going to have close to 6,000 yards? Okay.
Congrats, we're playing Tecmo Bowl.
What?
You know, fun fact for tonight's game. I mean, do you realize the Ravens have run for 3,000 yards as a team? And they could do it again this year with the addition of King Henry.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 yards rushing, and it wouldn't be the first time they've done it. I mean, it's
possible, but you having it all, that does it. If you okay. If you laid claim to 3,000-yard receivers, I could work with that.
But at this point, the way that ticket texter makes it sound, you're never punting the ball.
Thanksgiving.
Ever.
Truth.
It does become a video game where punting is, no, we don't punt here.
Back to back here, okay, on different sides. Evan, better watch your back with this take. Don't walk around the streets of Detroit. Another one, I 100% agree with Evan. Think the Lions have a mediocre year, but no way Lamb breaks Calvin's record.
The problem for Lamb is there's, look, the volume. You need 150, 160 targets to even get close to that.
Who else do they have?
Jalen Tolbert, smartass.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. I can't even say that in the straight face. No, you're
about to say.
You're right.
They brought
you're
Zeke
right.
back. The running game is going to be horrible. They're just going to have to throw the ball because they're going to be losing a lot.
They got Dalvin Cook.
You know what? I almost said something. You know what? No. Thanksgiving. God, caller Ed. David, one more, and then we'll take a little TO here.
Evan should be kicked out of the studio, but I like Dave's prediction. The most I can see happening is that one, Ryan in Arizona.
Okay. We're not kicking Evan out. I think there are a lot of Lion fans who deep down are afraid of exactly what Evan's talking about. One of them is Kenny. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. Keep on rolling. We're live in Vegas at Circa NFL kickoff, the NFL contest kickoff, Chiefs-Ravens kickoff. Get a blitz in the mix right here. Continue along with this Lions Super Bowl drive. And I have no holy clue who the hell's winning tonight. If someone could tell me, that'd be great. 97-1. All right, we'll reset the deck, top of the hour, NFL kickoff, Chiefs-Ravens. We've had a lot of conversation about the Lions today. We'll continue to do so. I want to get the ticket text, and then I just have a brief question as we are live at Circa. It is the kickoff deal. It's also the kickoff to their Survivor contest and the Circa Millions contest. They're going to smash their own record for that deal. People are it's insane what it's become as far as betting on sports. It's mind-blowing. I know I'm 43 and I'm old. I do remember a day where, like, that was not possible. David, ticket text, and I just have a brief question.
Bo Nix, Rookie of the Year, is wild. That is the boldest so far.
It's bold, but let's think about this. He has Sean Payton as a head coach.
Right.
He profiles a lot like Drew Brees. Mobile, smaller, doesn't have the biggest arm, but accurate. Listen, man, when you're doing bold predictions, if you don't have an eyebrow raised, then it wasn't really bold. But it's.
Yeah, the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not bold.
San Francisco, good at football. But no, I mean, every year this happens, right? Every year. The players that are supposed to be good aren't. Someone comes out of nowhere and rises up to be super. I mean, I didn't hear anyone. Hell, last year at this time, you had people saying C.J. Stroud couldn't read. Cutscene. C.J. Stroud lit the world on fire, and Bryce Young looked like a dude who couldn't ride a roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Well,
so, no.
You wanted bold, and here you go. My bold prediction, the Giants are a wild card team.
That's bold. From Big G?
Yeah.
Not signed. Nope.
I wish you were right, but no.
My bold prediction, caller Ed's Thanksgiving wins the tournament drop.
Thanksgiving. It's really the emphasis on the giving. Thanksgiving. I mean,
it sounds like a bad Bill Cosby impression.
Phenomenal.
The Jell-O pudding bops.
Thanksgiving.
And then one more here. My bold prediction, the Ravens and the Bills both miss the playoffs.
Oh, I'd love that. I hate both those teams. So let me ask a question. And this is for David, Evan, Rico, Kenny. I need an opinion. I have no directorial experience, nor do I know even how you'd put a documentary together. But I'd like to create one. And it's called 6:30 a.m. Solo Gambler. When I came down here to do the podcast with Cookies, and I'm down here at 6:30 in the morning, and I mean, when you walk by a table and there is a person alone gambling and already drinking, you do want to ask the first question, is your night ending or is it just starting?
Right.
But second of all, I just want to do a documentary where you interview these people and you just go, how did you get here? Like, take me through the flow chart where you ended up. I mean, you're playing roulette at 6:30 in the morning alone.
Other than by yourself.
Now, it's terrifying.
Not with the bachelor party and right. Everybody around you.
Like, if you walk out there right now, a couple hours for an NFL game, man, there's no hey, enjoy yourself. Or do
like,
whatever you want.
Or like, we're watching Evan play the slot machine. Okay, he's got a group. He's
at
got a crowd.
10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Yeah.
6:30 in the morning, I mean, my caffeine hasn't even hit.
No, that's how a lot of movies start, where you hear the voiceover. You're probably wondering how I got here.
Yes, I want to, but what I want to do is do a documentary about each of these people. And it's almost like a VH1, Where Are They Now? Instead, it's just going to be, how did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who you are, what you do, and what we're doing here.
Right.
I just, you can gamble any time of day. Let's talk about a 6:30 a.m. Did you have a wild night? Mm-hmm. Just don't want the night to end? Or is your day starting here? Which is probably far more deserving.
I think even more interesting, taking a camera to that person's house to see how their life is.
If they have a house.
Okay,
I was about to say,
then.
I don't know.
It's like the scene from 8 Mile where Wink walks up and he's like, oh, you're up already? He's like, I ain't even going to bed yet.
I'm actually quite okay if that's what you run into and you're like, they're just partying.
I walked down the street, try to get a coffee, and I think it was like 6:15 Vegas time. Also already 90 degrees. But there was, I mean, it's a ghost town, except for the seven people out there that are just slamming brews, walking around aimlessly.
Oh, they're not letting it go.
No, because you know why? A lot of people feel like I have to live the movie when I come to Vegas.
I feel like those are locals, though. I feel like it's not even a one-off. Here on vacation on a Wednesday or a Thursday morning at 6:30. But maybe they're huge Chiefs fans and they're just priming up for the game.
Priming up at 6:15 in the morning. I got news for you. You ain't seeing the game.
Tailgates, they start that early.
I was about to say, that's a tailgate guy who never made it into the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just holding on to a pole outside.
He's got the tickets in his hand.
That's
100 feet from the entrance. He almost made it.
Just couldn't cross the finish line. But, yeah, no, it was wild coming down here because I mean, I've got my coffee and I'm like, all right, I got to get right here and just kind of settle in and get ready to record. And I'm walking by and, I mean, one dude double-fisting drinks. Another guy was half asleep. I felt bad for him. I'm like, you know, somebody probably needs to get this guy out of
here. Yeah, his night was ended. That's not a guy that just
his night looked like it had ended hours prior. And you're just sitting there and I'm like, they should equip the dealers with tasers. You fall asleep at the table, boom, right to the jugular.
Sir.
And Taze. I just.
It would be like Intervention for Gamblers.
I just think it would be an amazing Netflix show.
Oh, it'd be. I'd watch.
Who are you and how did you get here?
Yeah, it's like the new receiver. Gambler.
Gambler 1.
Yeah.
Instead of Wideout 1 or whatever. QB 1. I was just like, holy hell.
Pick these people up with that giant claw that you have for that game that you pick a prize. Pick them up.
Okay.
Set them right at home.
David, you nailed it. What we need. We just hire a guy on a forklift, and the front of it is equipped with a bowling alley claw.
Yeah, it'll be like Toy Story where they take him out of the little machine.
You are picked up by the back of your shirt, and you are deposited back in your bed.
Yeah, I was thinking like Apollo, Amateur Night at the Apollo.
Oh, the big hook?
Yeah, Sandman just comes by with the hook. Nope.
I feel like those people, though, are the casino's favorite clientele. Because they're going to give you last penny.
They're called degenerates, Evan, yes.
No, I think that those people are the ones
that's why Kenny is the biggest fan, you know, the number one customer of a bar. He's a degenerate. That was the biggest misnomer about the show Cheers. These people were all degenerates. This bar meant everything to them. Their only social interaction was the bar. Yes, you're a degenerate.
But they always showed up for work the next day, it seemed like.
No, it's a TV show.
I mean,
what
Norm,
they weren't telling you is that Norm the mailman was an absolute alcoholic.
He wasn't a mailman. He did like
not Norm, the other guy.
Yeah,
Marv or whatever it was.
Carl, I don't know.
I don't care. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, how is he dropping off mail and he's at the bar all
he's
day?
He's not. Right. He's not.
And who's driving his car?
He's still buzzed up. The tax bill went to the wrong house. He tripped on the curb and got steamrolled by a bus. There's no way. None of it's plausible. None of it.
I'm a failed former MLB player. I'm going to open this bar, and I'm also going to be barkeep.
Yeah, exactly. Barback. Exactly.
Because I spent my money so well.
Yeah. All right. That's all. I wanted to know if we could get funding for the documentary. I think it would be fascinating.
I think we could. We could probably get funding from some of those people. We'll play rock, paper, scissor with them.
No, like I said, for me, I want the camera to follow them on the flight back home.
It'll be like Vegas vacation.
Oh, my God.
How was the trip, honey? Well, it's great.
Jesus.
As he's in the baggage container right. of the airplane.
So, remember when we talked about the kids going to public school?
Still school of choice, right?
Right.
Jesus. Let's get back to the NFL.
We do homeschooling.
Let's get the NFL bowl predictions next. 97.1.